Do you think that, in fact, there's a real danger of a backlash here in Italy against what they may see as EU-imposed changes to their way of life that are very, very painful? What are you seeing?
There was such a risk of backlash, and it is there more generally. Well, let me say a word about Italy. I try to avoid that backlash by always presenting the necessary sacrifices that Italians have to go through, not as an imposition from Brussels or Germany or the European Central Bank, but rather as a necessary step that Italians have to undertake, also at the suggestion of Europe, but basically for their own interest, for the interest of ourselves and of future generations of Italians. This is precisely meant to avoid backlashes. Having said that, in a wider perspective, the Eurozone crisis has indeed brought about quite a bit of misunderstandings and the reemergence of old phantoms about prejudices between the north, the south of Europe, and a lot of mutual resentment. And it is very, very important that we all take this with great attention in order to avoid that something that was meant to be the culminating point of the European construction, namely the single currency, turns out to be through psychological negative effects a factor of disintegration of Europe.